Now, some stories need no introduction. This is not one of them. My name is Robert Crichton. Let me tell you a story. It's about an angel. The story so far. There once was a princess who encountered a fairy at the bottom of her garden. Their relationship went somewhat wrong, and by the time the princess had grown up and old, she was Queen Victoria, and had come to think of the fairies as trolls, and had them entombed in a vault in a disused underground station. Last time I focused on what happened to those trolls after they were released, but this story is about the troll who escaped, and about the lost tribe of the trolls. Prologue. It was dark, always dark inside the vault. The creatures who huddled within it were not afraid of the dark. They didn't see it as we do, for a start. But they were afraid of the confinement of being trapped, without hope of escape. They had heard, sensed the doors closing them in, and had rushed to get out, but too slow. The doors were sealed. The creatures could make themselves very small. They were made, you could inaccurately say, of dust. But the gaps were too small even for them. Every egress too tight, and they hadn't the brute strength to force their way out. So they waited, and rested, and conserved their energies. They couldn't believe at first that they were trapped, that they had been betrayed, and that it wasn't a mistake. Without a source of sustenance, and no one knows for these creatures what that is, many of them started to fade away, and procreation was all but impossible. But whilst most resigned themselves to age and fade and die, two of them, we assume, must have had other ideas, as at some point two newborns did appear in the cold darkness of the vault. How they reproduced is unclear, they don't talk about it, and it was very dark, but it seems that two children, for want of a better word, were produced. Amongst all that despair, there was hope. Hope for a future. We will follow the fate of one of these children closely. It was a willful child, always looking to move, always wanting to know more about the outside world that it had heard about from the others but never seen. Whereas its peers had given up on escape whenever it could, it made its way to the doors and pushed against the tiny possible gaps, the weaker points, never succeeding to escape. Well, until it got lucky.